This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Right about this time, some number of years ago, I was getting ready to meet my college freshman roommate. And I don't know how we landed in the same spot, but it wasn't exactly a match made in heaven. Needless to say, I'm not down with drinking grain alcohol out of trash cans. And as freshmen are heading to start their freshman year, now comes the dreaded matching process. At the UMass campus in Lowell, Massachusetts, administrators are now using software for this. Here to tell us how that is going is Matt Austin, Associate Director of Residence Life at UMass Lowell. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. Can you talk to me a little bit about this kind of roommate matching software and how it works?
The application that we use actually asks students a variety of questions, ranging from are you a smoker to how important is it to have visitors in your room past 10 o'clock at night. Based on your answers, you can filter. So if you're looking for somebody with your major, you can filter them that way as well, or if they're interested in a specific living learning community.
So the students themselves manipulate the software and apply the filters so that they can view the possible other roommates and then select them for matching?
Yep, and it also allows them to communicate right within their Facebook account, and then should they decide that they want to live together, send a roommate request just as you would send a friend request, and the person on the other end can confirm it.
So I'll admit to you, my freshman year roommate did not work out, and we had to part ways, and I had to find a new roommate. I don't know if my college was using roommate matching software, but what's the success rate here?
Based on our current data, students that don't use it at all, they'll request a new roommate about 8% of the time. And then students that do find a match, they've only requested room changes 1% of the time.
How much does that matter to you as an institution, whether or not people switch rooms halfway through the year? I mean, is that really a big deal?
Our data shows that students that continue with the same roommate through the whole freshman year are more likely to return to housing their sophomore year, which keeps them more engaged on campus. There's other statistics that will show that students that live on campus are more likely to have higher grades and be more involved on campus. So those are things we really want to cultivate here. Any software or any technology that we can use to leverage that is going to be a big gain for us.
I suppose in some ways having a roommate who's actually quite different than you can be valuable, right? They have a different perspective on life, different experiences. Do you worry that this software is minimizing the possibilities of that sort of thing?
Sure, I completely agree that that piece of education is huge in a community, and you and I as roommates might be living together and we might maybe have a similar background. However, the people that live on our floor probably are not just like us. There's people from all over the United States, all over the world that you're going to be able to learn from as part of the community, and that doesn't just stop at your bedroom door.
Matt Austin is the Associate Director of Residence Life at the University of Massachusetts Lowell. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben. Have a great day.